Check one, two. Check what? What? Say something again? No, no, I was just checking the meter.
This is a regular planning board meeting of September 8th, 2021. It's been advertised pursuant to Public Law 231, also known as the Open Public Meeting Act. And we're going to go to a flag salute, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I get a roll call, please?
Mr. Adams? Mr. Allegretto?
Here.
Mr. Becker?
Here.
Mr. Birch?
Here.
Mrs. Halliday?
Here.
Mr. Jessel?
Here.
Mr. Lovechuk?
Yeah, here.
Mr. Loper?
Here.
Mr. Shepherd?
Here.
Dr. Vandeshore?
Here.
Our first on the agenda is PBA 21-014 Lewis.
Bolanos.
Bolanos.
Can you do the electronic device?
Yeah, I will. 48 Wesley Road, block 70.04, lot 28, G30 Gardens. And if anybody has electronic devices, please turn them off or mute them. This is a recorded meeting. Mr. Teitler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, Avery Teitler here on behalf of the applicant. Five subdivision application to Luis Bolanos. He is the owner of 48 Wesley Road. The application is simply to subdivide the existing 7,750 square foot parcel into two equal fully conforming lots. As you mentioned, the property is located in G33,000 zone. It's an existing, somewhat irregularly shaped lot with completely non-conforming structure on it. And as I stated, the proposal seeks to create two fully conforming lots, both measuring 3,876.05 square feet. No variance are requested or required for this application. The applicant intends to call one witness tonight, and that is the project surveyor, Tom Stagna.
Good evening, Mr. Stagna. Is the testimony you have to receive in the two
All right, Mr. Denica, you're a licensed land surveyor, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you appeared before the other land use boards in the area?
I have.
And you qualified as an expert surveyor before the boards?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Denica is an expert in land surveying?
Yes, he's been in front of us before, and we are familiar with his credentials, and he may proceed.
All right. Mr. Denica, can you advise the board before you go through the application?
Well, the application is fairly simple. It's two easy lots that are, you know, by right, that are 30, 75 and change per lot. Well, odd shaped lots, but what is it in the dark? So, it's all good.
And these are fully conforming lots, fully conforming for lot area, is that correct?
They are, yes.
Fully conforming for lot width, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, for all both metrics?
Everything, yes.
All right, and no variance requested?
Nothing, yes.
Okay, there's no request to ask.
Okay, any questions from the board? Seeing none, I'm going to my professionals. First, it's going to be Randy Shule, the city, our planner.
Mr. Chairman, we issued a report August 16th, 2021 on this application. It's in the gardens, 33,010, lot 28 in block 70.04, two lot subdivision. Did a completeness review. The checklist is included. My report was supported. The waivers requested by the applicant. As indicated by testimony, the proposed new lots meet or exceed the minimum lot area, lot width, lot frontage, and lot depth requirements for the zone. There is no development proposed as part of this application. Prior to reporting subdivision, the applicant will need to address city street requirements. Upon approval, vehicular access to both lots will be in accord with city code, which would require work required to be in accord with 1700-1110. New curb and sidewalk is required across the property frontage. And as per our comments, for insurance, we're encouraging Utilities, the board engineer, we attach the standard conditions of approval for a minor subdivision at the bottom of page 7, top of page 8 of our report. Happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Mr.? No. Seeing none, I'm going to Mr. Scheidek, the board engineer.
Thank you, Chairman, board members. Our report was August 16th. We had three waiver requests that were identified, and we have no issue with those waivers. Again, it's by right subdivision, no variances are required. And since this is just a subdivision with no proposed development, grading and drainage is not proposed at this time. That would be deferred until the time of the zoning permit and building permit. Curb and sidewalk needs to be removed and replaced. The plan needs to be submitted, if approved, for signatures. The mylars need to be completed, along with the concrete internal concrete monuments to be identified as set, not to be set. And pretty straightforward application. No engineering issues.
Any questions for Mr. Scheidek? Seeing none, back to the applicant for any. Okay. Can I have a motion to open it to the public? And for practical purposes, we're at 48 Wesley Avenue.
So moved, Justin.
Davis. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Anyone from the public want to speak on this application? Basically, it's 48 Wesley Road. Seeing no one, I'd like to close the public. Do I have a motion?
Shepherd.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, back to the applicant.
Happy rest.
Okay, can we get a motion? Based on the motion. Based on what our solicitor's given us, do I have a motion?
So moved, Shepherd.
Do I have a second? Roll call, please.
Mr. Allegretto?
I vote yes. It's a by-right subdivision. It actually creates two lots where the frontage exceeds the requirement, and as does the square footage for that zone. So I vote yes.
Mr. Lovechuk?
Yes, for the same reason.
Mr. Becker?
I vote yes. By-right subdivision, and it fits with the rest of the neighborhood.
Mr. Jessel?
Yes, by-right subdivision.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes, by-right subdivision, and previously stated.
Dr. Vandeshore?
Yes, by-right subdivision, previously stated reasons.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Sorry. Mrs. Halliday?
I vote yes for the previously stated reasons.
Mr. Loper?
Yes, for all the previously stated reasons, the municipal land use law allows by-right subdivision without plans. Thank you, Mr. Tyler.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time this evening.
Application number 2, PBA 21-015. City of Ocean City, 240 and 244A, Block 213, Lot 22, new zone.
Mr. Chairman, I'll be recusing myself for this application.
Okay, let the record reflect that.
Also, I just want to make clear there, Michael Allegretto's parents are on the 200-foot list, but... Yeah, I just want it on the record for that it's not... Right. It's not Mr. Allegretto himself.
Good evening, Director Cross and City Solicitor for the City of Ocean City on behalf of the applicant, which is the City of Ocean City. We're at 240-44 Haven Avenue, Block 213, Lot 22, in the North End neighborhood zone. This is an existing 90 by 115 foot corner lot. The plan is to subdivide. divided into two conforming lots. Both lots will exceed the minimum required lot area. No variances are required or requested. And this time I'd like to call Mr. Shiva to come this way.
Yes, and he's been in front of us on many occasions, and we do accept his credentials.
Thank you. Mr. Shula, just for the record, would you please state your name?
Sure, it's Jason Shula.
And what are the existing lot dimensions for the property question?
Refer to the subdivision plan that was submitted as part of the application. The existing lot is 115 feet deep on David Avenue and 90 feet wide parallel to David Avenue.
Could you please explain to the board and the public the proposed subdivision?
Sure. We will create two conforming lots that are subdivided with a line that will be perpendicular to Haven Avenue, such that the lots face Haven Avenue, very similar to the rest of the lots along that frontage.
And when you say conformance, that means that there are no variances required?
Correct.
We were before this board about 2 months ago with respect to the same lot. Is this application substantially different from the prior application?
It is. Pursuant to case law, the changes that we've made, originally it was two lots fronting 3rd Street, we rotated them 90 degrees. The original layout required for most non-conforming to lot depth, these will be fully conforming, so substantially different than the original lot.
Okay, thank you. Unless the board has questions for us.
Board have any questions to the applicant? Seeing none at this point, I'm going to go to our city plan, our board planner. Mr.
Chairman, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Issued a report on this application dated August 20th, 2021. This is 240 Haven Avenue. Two lot minor subdivision of a vacant piece of property in the North End neighborhood zone. Went through a checklist review. There were a few waivers requested. We supported those waivers. The application has been deemed complete. Page 6 of our report, there's a zoning compliance schedule. For the NENZM, both lots meet or exceed the minimum lot area, lot width, lot frontage, and lot depth requirements. A few review comments. Again, the vehicular access for this property would need to comply with city code as far as it being from the alley at the rear of the property. The prior to recording, request of the city street tree requirements be addressed on a revised plan. New curb and sidewalk are required for both new lots and the street frontage. Now, the zoning schedule needs revisions as well to outline the revisions required in comment 5 of our report. Not affecting the outcome or not affecting the proposal with respect to the lots being in conformance with the ordinance. We prefer our comment on stormwater grading, drainage, and utilities. Again, to your board engineer and standard conditions of approval, the board is inclined to approve the application or include it on page 8 of our report.
Any questions for Mr. Shul? Seeing none, I'm going to the board engineer, Mr. Scheidick.
Thank you. Our report again is on. Dated August 20th. As stated, these are fully conforming lots for the North End neighborhood. Like the last application, there's no proposed development for this as part of this application. It's just a subdivision of the lot. So no grading drainage issues are brought up during the minor subdivision. That will be taken into account during the zoning permit process. We did note, though, our page 3, paragraph 6, talking about curb and sidewalk. Based upon an inspection of the site, that curb and sidewalk out there is all brand new. The access to this lot will be off the alley, so there'll be no, probably there'll be no disturbance of that curb and sidewalk. So I would not have an issue with granting relief from the board for the removal and replacement of that curb and sidewalk. That's all the engineering issues I have. It's very straightforward.
Questions for Mr. Scheidick? Seeing none.
So, two things.
Yes.
I'd like to note that in the application as filed, there's representation that the lots will be the same size, 445 feet wide. That's incorrect. The plans before you and the reports of your professionals correctly indicate that the corner lot will be a 50 and the interior lot will be a 40. To the extent that that requires amendment, I ask that that be amended tonight. Just briefly, I'm telling you about Tom. Second, the board notes that there's a public presence tonight, even though the city was not required to notice the public because this is a by right subdivision. Because we have been before you a couple of months ago, we didn't want to just come back to you with a by right subdivision and not alert the neighbors as to what was happening. So we did notice the neighbors, although it wasn't legally required, and that's likely why you got an audience tonight. We welcome them here and we absolutely wanted to address the, any questions.
Well, when public's in the venue, I always open it to the public.
Of course.
So let me just confirm. So does the subdivision need to be revised to reflect 45 and 50?
No.
No.
Subdivision
okay.
Subdivision is correct. There's a typo on that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And you're asking for relief for the current seller?
Yes.
Okay, I'm, for all practical purposes, at 242-44 Haven Avenue. Can I open it up to the public?
Motion, Gessel.
Do I have a second?
Second, Shepherd.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone from the public want to speak on this application? It's 242-44 Haven Avenue. Please come forward at this time.
Wait. This way? What?
Maurice Corkery.
C-O-R-K-E-R-Y. Maurice, M-A-U-R-I-C-E. I understand what they're doing here, okay? So does that mean that the proposed buildings have to go before city council now? Because they're just separating lots. They had buildings before. So the duplexes have to be reapproved now?
I'm not speaking for the city, but I imagine what they're going to do is come back with a fully conforming building for the existing.
But duplexes have to be, it's a single family. I know they say they can do whatever they want, but it's our neighborhood. And is this the housing authority, are they going to be running this?
You got to keep them.
Housing authority.
We're here for the subdivision only.
Right, well, I read an article last week, this Rich Gennetti, I think he was here last, he, in quotes, said that he his job is to not put housing authority people in a flood zone. I have 2 hours worth of video.
We're not.
I want to be in front of city council, okay? Because they're putting people in a flood zone, all right? That lot is totally underwater, this high. I have videos on it.
We are here tonight for a by right subdivision.
Okay, now my question is, I mean, who do I go to and ask how these properties or the buildings get approved? Like, is that a planning commission or does that?
The housing authority will ultimately build the buildings, I imagine.
I understand.
We're just here to subdivide the lots.
Who has to give the housing authority to build duplexes in a single family neighborhood? I guess that's a simple question.
I'm not sure of that.
Okay. Well, is there any way that I can be contacted? Like, well, she says that they don't have to notify us. I mean, if they don't notify us, I mean, you know, how do we fight it? I'm not arguing with you, John.
It's up to you and the housing authority, I believe.
So we have to contact.
It's outside of this room. I am doing the subdivision tonight.
Okay.
And that's it.
I understand that. All right. Well, my question is with the subdivision. I see why they did that because now it's simple for you. Okay. But we're going to be watching. Okay. I'm just telling you, we'll be watching.
Anyone else from the public have a comment? Please come forward. Seeing no one else, I'd like to close the public.
Motion to close, Jessel.
Do I have a second?
Shepherd.
All in favor?
Aye.
Back to the applicant.
Nothing further, thank you.
Motions.
Yeah.
Based on what you've heard from our solicitor, can I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second, Birch.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Allegretto?
I vote yes. It creates a by rights subdivision, and lot sizes are larger than required by the zone.
Mr. Levchuk?
When I was present for this application last time it was here, I voted no on it for the reasons it was being proposed, the use was being proposed then. My opinion is that this is just another way to enter that, and so my answer is a no on this.
Mr. Becker?
I vote yes. It's a by right subdivision, and there's and it fits within the neighborhood.
Mr. Jessel?
We're dealing with a by right subdivision here, which greatly ties the hands of this board. Doesn't have to be much for you to remember. I was very displeased with this application the last time, and kind of a technical maneuver to take it away from this board. So just for the record, this board did not create this situation with the by right subdivision. It's an application that came to us. I think we're lucky Mr. Barr is here, who is the Housing Authority Chairman and also Council President, who whatever hat he's going to wear is going to be taking care of that. And Mr. Barr, I would reach out to you because the housing that was, in my opinion, the housing that was...
Gary, stay on point, please. It's a by right subdivision.
Okay. You just need to go to the Housing Authority, talk to those people, because it's in their hands. Based on what our chairman said, this is a different matter. It's not what we were previously before. It's a by right subdivision. Basically, I have to vote yes or not. So I vote yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
By right subdivision, I vote yes.
Dr. Vandeshoor?
By right subdivision, I vote yes.
Mr. Birch?
I'm going to vote yes. Previously stated reasons, by right subdivision.
Mr. Loper?
I'm going to vote yes for the reasons previously stated, plus municipal land use law allows by right subdivision with no plans.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry. Sorry, but that's pretty fine.
Sorry, I can't.
I know.
You're right.
I knew you were going to
go there. Can't go there.
Just was wondering when.
Can't go there. I'm Jamie Litzkin.
James on the other side.
Under old business, can we adopt resolution TBA 21-010?
Mason Jessel.
Do
second.
I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Allegretto?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Jessel?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Loper?
Yes. Another resolution, TBA 21-007. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second, Justin.
Mr. Allegretto?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Jessel?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Loper?
Yes. PBA 21-011, Quinn. Do I have a motion?
Jessel.
Do I have a second?
Can we stop a second?
Excuse me, to the hall. Take it to the hall.
All right, so I got Jessel the motion. Did you second? Okay. Mr. Allegretto?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Jessel?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Loper?
Yes.
Minutes
8/11/21. Do I have a motion?
Jessel.
Second?
Becker.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Subcommittee reports.
Nope.
Randy and I are working on something, but it's too early to bring it in.
No updates.
No updates. Motion to adjourn.
Jessel.
Time to go eat dinner.